Yokta Nuga'am Adam. Hello, everyone. Today is March 3rd, 2021. This is the meeting of our Kwakwaka'a Learning Cohort. I'm going to give a short lecture of what I know so far, what I think I understand so far about how to make commands in Kwakwaka'a and Likwala. The first point to make is there are five different endings that we use in commands, as far as I know. Those are la with a plain L, la with a glottalized L, s, that is glottal stop s, gya, and kh. And these are used in different parts of the word. Also, we can get more than one ending in a command, but there are rules for which endings can co-occur together and what order they come in. Briefly, la or la can be followed by s or gya. So we get la and las, la and lagya, but s and gya cannot be followed by any other command endings. The kh is used in a different part of the sentence, and we'll come back to that one. To put it briefly, which of these command endings you use depends on the shape of the stem. If the stem ends in heat, then you can use s or gya. So, for example, take the verb mich'it, which means to fall asleep. I can tell you mich'idas, you fall asleep, mich'idas, or mich'idagya, fall asleep now, mich'idagya. To take another example, dlachwit, to stand up, dlachwidas, stand up you, or dlachwidagya, stand up now. The difference between s and gya, I'm not entirely sure, but as far as I understand it, s picks out you. It means I'm talking to you. Whereas gya asks for immediate action. When I say dlachwidagya, it means stand up now. Dlachwidagya. Stand up now. Dlachwidas. Stand up, you. So there's a slight difference in style and context between these two endings. So those are the endings we use after a stem ending in -it. After other consonants, we use la with a glottalized L. Some examples are qelakes. Qelakes literally means really come or something like that. The command is qelakes la, really come. And that's used for hello and thank you. It's like, come on, you. It's like a hearty, direct, come on, you. Qelakes la. That's how I understand qelakes la. Other examples of words that end in consonants, nik, to say, nihla, say it, nihla. Also, stems that end in hda, the plural ending. So, michit, to fall asleep. If I just put an ending on that bare stem, it's michidas or michidagat. But if I want to tell several people to fall asleep, I believe that would be mich ich doch la. Mich ich doch la. So I'm putting the plural ending doch on the stem to show that I'm talking about more than one person. And then the command ending that is required after doch is la, because that falls into the group of other consonants. Last, if the stem ends in a vowel, then the proper command ending is la with a plain L. Some examples are Micha, sleeping, Michala, be sleeping, Michala. Hapmixila, cook, Hapmixilala, be cooking. Likwala, to speak Likwala dialect, Likwalala, speak Likwala, Likwalala. Now, as I mentioned before, the command endings, the la command endings, that is la with a plain L or la with a glottalized L, can also be followed by s and gya, and these add additional meaning to the command. Basically, they make it a little bit stronger. So, ha mixilala, cook, is a plain old command, but ha mixilalas, you cook. It sounds like I'm singling you out. Ha mixilalas, you cook. Ha mixilala gya, cook now. Ha mixilala gya. Now let's talk about aspect. Aspect is a complex and important part of your language. And It is absolutely necessary to master aspect if you want to speak fluently and naturally. Your language has several aspects. The most important are plain aspect, like mija. Then there's continuous aspect, and these forms usually end in la, for example, dala. Then there's durative aspect, asa, as in dasa. There's also an off and on aspect, which I won't talk about today. And then there's complete aspect, eat. So when every time you learn a new verb, you have to memorize which aspect forms it has. You should recognize this verb list. These are some of our most important and basic verbs. And for each verb, I've listed its main aspect forms. So take dancing. We have the forms yahwa and yahwit. Yahwa is dancing. That's the simple aspect. Yahwit is to start dancing or to dance and be done. That is the complete form. For eating, we have the continuous form hapmap and the complete form humpeat. For a few verbs, we have three or more forms. One example is dahit, dala, dasa. These forms have the same root, but they have different aspects. Dala is continuous, carrying. Dasa is durative, holding. And dahit is complete, to take or pick it up. So let's talk about how we would make commands out of these. Not every verb form sounds good as a command, but if we forced these all to make commands, their commands would be yahwa, yahwala, be dancing, yahwit, yahwidaga, start dancing now, dala, dalala, carrying, be carrying it. That sounds a little weird, but I believe it might be possible. Diana can say more about that. Dasa, dasala, be holding it. Dasala. Dahit, dahidagya, pick it up. Dahidagya. The most important thing to understand in connection with aspect and commands is that most commonly we want to make a command using the complete form. So we're more likely to say dlahwidagya, dahidagya, mihidagya than to use the continuous forms. But that's different for different verbs. So there are verbs where the continuous form is preferred, and that's one of the things we're going to be exploring today. Last, Kwakwala has several helping verbs that often co-occur with in commands. Those include hagya, qelagya, wigya, and qwas. Hagya, qelagya are go and make go and come commands. Hagya, hagya dahit, go pick it up. Qelagya dahit, come pick it up. Wigya dahit. I still don't understand what the contribution of wigya is there, so I'll ask Diana to say something about it in a minute. And quats is used for negative commands. So quats dahit, don't pick it up. Quats dahit. Diana, would you like to add anything about what is the difference between dahidagya versus wigya dahit? So according to Diana's explanation, the helping verb wigya means something like go ahead and do it. And I should probably have mentioned guas as well. Guas is also used as a helping verb. Guasla, guasla, dasla. Stop holding it. Guasla, dasla. Stop holding it. And some people have not fully learned the difference between guas and guas. Guas means to stop doing something. Guas means don't do it at all. That's the difference. Last, I'll say something about the ch ending. We get this in some commands. We just had some very good clarification questions. If you take a look at the chat, I wrote some of these data out to make them easier to understand. So stop it is guasla, but don't do it is guas. So notice that the glottal stop in guas is before the s. The glottal gesture in guasla is right on the L. Guasla. Guasla. So guas has no glottal gesture in it. The glottal gesture is in the ending la. Guasla. And I've split these apart to make it clear where the command ending is. So some of you are very familiar with these expressions, but never realized which part of it was the command ending. So now you know that in guasla, it's the la that's the command ending. In guas, it's the s that's the command ending. Now let's talk about this X that we get. I still do not understand this, but I'll tell you what I think I do understand about it. Last night we got some good examples from Diana of when we can use the X and when we don't use the X. Some examples where Diana did use the X are guas mich idach, guas mich idach, don't fall asleep, guas mich idach. So notice that this ending is used in a command, and it's used on a different word from the usual command ending. So we never have the X when we have a one-word command, right? Like Husidagat or Michala. These are one-word commands. We don't get an X in those. Where we get an X is when we have a helping verb. So there's a helping verb that takes the regular command ending, like guas or guasla or hagya or qelagat. And then there's another main verb after it, and the main verb sometimes takes the X and sometimes does not. Here's another example of the X, guas hitzalach. Guas hitzalach. Don't stare. Oh, sorry, hitzalach. Guas hitzalach. Don't stare. Last night we were trying to figure out how to predict when we would get the S and when we couldn't. We were unsuccessful. So I went back and I looked at what Boaz says about it. And according to Boaz, the X is used with intransitive verbs. Intransitive verbs are verbs that have only one participant. So sleeping, micha, has only one participant. Hitzalah, staring, has only one participant. But dukkola, seeing something, has two participants because one thing sees another. So we would not use it with dukkola, but we do use it with michit and hitzalah. That's as much as I understand about this so far, but I think a lot remains to be said about this X, so we'll probably come back to it at some point. Diana gave us a nice pair to show how s or gya can strengthen the command. So when we tell someone, say it again, the simplest way is just idzakwala. Say it again, idzakwala. And there it's the la that's the command ending. But you can also say idzakwalas. Say it again, you. Idzakwalas. And what this does, as I understand it, is it draws attention to one person. Like I'm talking to you. Listen up, young man. Idzakwalas. Say it again, you. And Diana's example was she heard an elder of hers saying this to the kids when they said something they shouldn't be saying. She was saying, "Say that again, what you just said, so that I can straighten you out." Idzakwalas. That concludes my brief lecture of what I know so far about making commands in Kwakwala. There are a lot of little pieces, and I think we know what all the pieces are, but how to combine them is complex, and we all have work to do to understand that better. And that is what we're going to be doing with our first practice.